Tech Valley High had been ensconced in two different Rensselaer County locations. Wednesday marked the official ribbon cutting for its new $8.5 million home at the Nano College, which is transitioning into SUNY Polytechnic Institute. The four-year technical high school opened in September 2007 with 40 students enrolled. The STEM-intense school's focus includes providing an education on 21st century skills in a project-based learning environment via collaboration with business, organized labor, and government. The move raises the already high profile of the Nano College, which has become a major Washington Avenue campus. CNSE CEO Alain Caliero says the timing couldn't be better.
As Governor Andrew Cuomo continues to expand New York's global leadership in nanotechnology, it is more important than ever that we prepare our young people to enter the high-tech workforce that is taking shape in New York State. That means giving them a solid foundation in science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM. Thanks to our partnership with Tech Valley High School, nowhere else will you find an academic ecosystem like the one that exists right here.
Local leaders agree.
This high school is well placed in the capital of the world because it is really one of a kind.
Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan embraces Tech Valley High as the city grapples with plans to overhaul the troubled Albany High School.
This can provide a model. The programming that happens here, the way that you do project-based learning, can inform the decisions that we make about our high school that is serving the students here in our city.
Andrea Mastita is a sophomore at Tech Valley High.
I actually went to Tech Valley because I heard that they might be having a partnership with CNSE, so I thought that would be really, like, good for the school and for my future.
Mastita is hoping to get degrees in biomedical engineering and biophysics on her way to becoming a cardiac surgeon. The school, with 140 students enrolled for the fall semester, is run jointly by Questar 3 BOCES and Capital Region BOCES. Its permanent home is in CNSE's new $191 million ZEN, that's Zero Energy Nanotechnology, building. The facility features breakout space for small group work along with classrooms that can be reconfigured to correspond with any given day's lesson. Caliaros points out that CNSE's Children's Museum of Science and Technology will also inhabit ZEN. Capital Region BOCES District Superintendent Dr. Charles Diedrich says Tech Valley doesn't fear Common Core overhauls.
A lot of talk in education right now about standardized tests. The fact is that the students at Tech Valley High School will all take the same standardized test that any other student in any other public high school in New York will take. But you know what? You won't hear much about it here. And you know why you won't hear much about it here? Because of good teaching. Good teaching equates to good test scores. And the fact is, that is our success at Tech Valley High School, teaching and learning.
Lieutenant Governor Bob Duffy attended the ribbon cutting.
This is the future for education for all of our students. And the men and women, young men and women from Tech Valley are going to go through these doors and come out and be able to compete worldwide as they go into college and everywhere else. This is the future right behind us. Because as Dr. Kay said, there is nothing like this across the state.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.